And now, BelowTopSecret.com presents GrooveCat's Corner.
That's right, this is GrooveCat at BelowTopSecret.com, and he's attempting a member podcast, get that? The excitement's quite frankly overwhelming. So I was listening to a few of the member podcasts at BelowTopSecret.com, and I thought, well, I'd best try and make one myself, then I'll take the challenge. So this is said podcast. Problem is, I couldn't really think of any content, but then I stumbled across an old story I wrote a few years ago. It's only actually a page long, because I'm a bit lazy. But I thought if I dramatised this story, make a pretty good radio show. So I thought I'll have a go at dramatising this little story about the adventures of an English gentleman, and maybe I'll make another one sometime and add to this. So for now, enjoy the jolly tales of an English gentleman.
And now!
It's showtime!
The Jolly Tales of an English Gentleman. Story 1. The First Cup of Tea.
Hello, I'm an English gentleman, and thus I have led a fascinating and mysterious life. This is a spiffing account of my extraordinary life, told by me, the English gentleman. Tale 1. My First Cup of Tea.
Bravo! It's a good... a boy!
The first words ever to be spoken regarding myself, but the first of many that evening. It seemed I had done the favour of being born, and was therefore the talk of the town. The town in which I was conceived was a quaint little place, where the peasants were muddy and the air thick with delicious smoke. Ah, the sweetness of industry. I remember my father was the owner of a successful factory that produced door hinges, named after my great uncle, Orhinge, who invented the door hinge as a way of allowing him to slam his door in the face of the peasants begging for money at his mansion over in Hampshire. Anyway, that was the day I first took breath, a scrumptious, ash-filled breath. You see, I was born in a smoke factory during the lunch break, much to the amusement of the other workers, who placed bets on how many fingers I would have. Strangely, none of them managed to guess correctly. But then again, it was 1825. My parents grieved at my birth. Apparently they had placed a bet with the local drunk that I would be a girl, and thus they now had to sing the French national anthem 10 times a day for a year in front of the Houses of Parliament. One of the workers, however, seemed more interested in me.
Well, moi, that's an interesting little so-and-so, ain't it? What's your price, then?
My father reached into his jacket for his wallet, but my mother stopped him with a drawn-out sigh.
Ugh! He isn't for sale, you retarded peasant. Go do something menial, will you?
The man seemed confused, but thankfully gave up on his campaign of purchasing me after seeing a for sale sign protruding from the head of Mr. Flaming Rear, the factory manager and 3-times peasant shooting champion. My parents took me home later that day. Unfortunately, it was after they left me on a table and one of the workers tried to put me in a furnace. Oh, good old blind Cousin Bassett. I wondered if he'd ever learn basic interpersonal skills, and was not surprised to find that he never did. At least now he has a job where he can't hurt anyone. A travelling pipe-pan musician and accordion salesman. Well, it was either that or he was eaten by the French in a drug-induced feeding frenzy. Frankly, I can't recall at this point. Back at home, I was introduced to the substance that would rule me for the rest of my life as an English gentleman. Fresh, steaming tea. Ah, such a homely taste filled my mouth that day. I shall never forget it, mainly because that was the day I was rushed to hospital for a mouth transplant. You see, the tea had been on the boil for 3 days since the house assistant Padre had secretly been sleeping in the privy while we were away, and thus I consumed a 120-degree cup of the finest Chinese tea. My father found this quite amusing, but took me to the hospital anyway, since he needed to stock up on morphine for his annual trip to the tea plantations. You see, tea farmers make the most boring conversation in the world. Without suitable medication, one could easily perish from the experience. Just like I would later discover firsthand. But that's a story for another time. So, I received a rushed mouth transplant, apparently the only procedure of its kind ever carried out on humans. Well, in truth, it was also carried out on Padre after he tried the tea to see why I was screaming. But we can hardly class him as human now, can we? I often wondered who the donor was for that transplant, but when I asked the doctor, he wouldn't take his hands away from his face and ran away in silence. Strange. But in all, it wasn't a very good first day on the planet I would later call my playhouse, and quite frankly, I was dissatisfied with the whole ordeal. Little did I know, it was only the beginning of my misfortune. What an interesting story that was. Must have been on something strong when I wrote that. Oh well, that's it for this podcast. Perhaps you'll be hearing from me again sometime. But for now, stay groovy, Internet.
You have been listening to Groove Cat's Corner, with music from the Full Metal Panic official soundtrack, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and Frank Sinatra. This has been a presentation of BelowTopSecret.com. Thanks for listening.